Okay, I'm going to introduce Sharon now. And Philip is now going to start the recording. So Sharon, you'll have to hit star six moment. I do want to let you know, Sharon, that we really appreciated all the efforts you and your team went to for the conference this past weekend. And you all looked beautiful. You had fantastic costumes. So anyway, now Sharon is going to host our class for the first 15 minutes, and we're going to talk about Archangel Michael. And at the end of the class, we're going to do a few minutes with El Moria, because there's an extremely important message he has for us. And those of you who do not have good smartphones or computers probably did not hear this. And it's a very important message. So we'll be hearing that later. So Sharon is going to host the first 10 or 15 minutes of the class tonight with Archangel Michael. Subject is Great Purge. So take it away, Sharon.
Thank you, Donna, and thanks for the compliment for you couldn't hear us during the conference. So tonight we are honored to hear from Archangel Michael on his help doing what he calls the Great Purge. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, if you are able, please stay to find out what's happening in our community and how you can benefit. Feel free to ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you've had, and give us prayer requests for you, your family, friends, neighbors, or join us in prayer if you choose. I will read our mission and vision statement, see if it feels like something you would enjoy embracing. Our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. I invite you now to read the following prayer with me from the invitations you received. Together, in the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call the beloved Archangel Michael, leader of the Archangels, thanking you for your gifts of love and guidance as we share revelations from you tonight. Thank you for helping us fully align with God and our blessed earth. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions, protecting our class physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our Zoom phone conference. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more enlightenment. We will now have a song after this song, which is 126. I will turn this back over to Donna. You can find this in your songbook, or you should have received this by snail mail or email. Song 126. Field of faith, and as we sing, let us visualize our homes. Let's visualize each of us in our homes surrounded by beautiful angels of Michael's hands, singing Shield of Faith along with us. Let us feel their love lifting us up and invigorating us. Song 126.
Shield of faith, the love belongs, the truth they made, so help me grow.
Back to you, Donna.
Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we're now going to hear an amazing heart stream. Archangel Michael, given just about our epic planetary getting to go. And so how we relate Archangel Michael and his as angels in embodiment.
I, Michael, answer the prayers of the righteous upon earth this morning. And my legions stand in attention throughout the earth. And as I direct them into action throughout the nations, there is an action of cosmic divine justice and judgment manifest. For the word of the Lord has spoken. God is intervening in the affairs of mankind through intercession in this hour, and you shall see that hand of the Lord that has indeed descended and is active throughout the lives of men, women, and children who assent to the divine will, who give glory to the divine one, who are in alignment with holy truth, purity, nobility of their souls, wed to spirit, love, cherished, and ennobled within the heart. Dearest ones, there are pivotal times in the history of mankind when major shifts occur, both within the civilization, throughout the earth, and within the physical earth itself. This time now is the former, yet there may be in the latter earth changes occurring if mankind does not give up practices that are inimitable to the Divine One. Abortion itself, child sex slavery, as you have prayed on it this day, and many other practices that are antithetical to the light of the presence, to the evolution of the soul, to spirit itself. Therefore, God, through her emissaries, has spoken, and there is an action this day that we consider from our realms to be merciful unto mankind, to withdraw certain individuals from the stage of life who have misused that light of free will for eons of time. And there is simultaneously an energization of the wills of many upon earth to stand firm and true in the light of their presence and the glory of the I Am That I Am, so that the shift that is occurring may manifest with the least amount of loss of human life, yet with what is essential and necessary to occur in order that many more awaken to the spirit and then be coerced by light to goodness, godness, and what is divinely acceptable in the eyes and heart and will of the Holy One. Dearest and cherished ones, we the archangels are with you every day simply by your prayers, your intercessory requests, and if you continue a constant vigil of invoking our legions, we are there on the spot in the appropriate and important times and places where there can be this holy intercession of light to prevent darkness from ensnaring mankind and all manner of practices and debauchery which are unthinkable to many of you. Yes, blessed ones, you communing with us, reading our heart dreams, watching and listening to them again and again in your times when you are doing chores or otherwise not involved in pressing matters, allows the grace of God to descend again and again through the vibration and the frequency of our beings manifest through these heart streams. And I say that this tome, Angels, 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 is a great first compilation of many of our messages to humanity at this time upon earth. And if you take this book seriously and utilize it as an alchemy within your life to become more deeply involved with angelic matters, both in heaven and upon earth, we will intercede in your life, your affairs, your world, dearest ones, because many of you require a little kick in the pants, a boost in your energy field, even the light of healing manifesting deep within your body temple and your psyche, for you to reach those levels of initiation and a higher vibration so that you may indeed win your ascension in this life.
I'm going to call on Sharon, who's going to share on one of our first questions here. Archangel Michael says that the angels will be with us immediately when we call them if we maintain a constant vigil of invoking their allegiance. How do we do this? If we fail at times in maintaining this vigil, will they still be there instantly? So Sharon, take it away.
Thank you, Donna, again. Okay, so we do this through sincere, heartfelt prayers. We believe in them, first of all. We believe and we feel them around us. And as he said, we keep watching the heart streams and rereading the books and the heart streams. Study this wonderful book, Angels, Angels, Angels. I've read this book all the way through, and now I'm rereading it again because it's so wonderful, and just can't remember what all the angels do unless you just keep reading it and committing it to memory. So it's just a wonderful thing to have. And if we fail at times in maintaining this vigil, if we slack off a day here and there, yes, they will still come instantly if you call, again, if the prayer is heartfelt, because the call compels the answer. And I'd like to share a story about my niece and nephew. I'll be very brief. My niece was 8. My nephew was 9. They had just learned the Archangel Michael traveling protection that we used to do in a previous dispensation. And I put them in the car, and we were driving someplace. I don't even remember where we were going, but I said, let's do the traveling protection. And I started it, and they were in the back seat, and they started doing Archangel Michael before, but behind. And it was just amazing that I have always believed in angels, and I've always kind of sensed the presence. But when these two young ones who had just learned this started doing this prayer, it was so strong, so powerful. I felt like Archangel Michael was sitting right next to me. It was amazing. And that's their innocence and their belief brought them forth. So the call really does compel the answer. And again, if you forget to do it one day, just do it the next day. Whenever you remember to do it, whenever you feel like calling them, if you're in trouble, just call to the angels and they will come. So that's, I just needed to share that and just say, invite them and they will come. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Yes, there are levels of attainment, levels of initiation, and you think that you have reached higher levels, dearest ones, yet I can assure you that there are many more higher vibratory fields for you to abide within if you will simply enjoy our presence and through the invocation and through the communion and through the collaboration rise, rise, rise into those angelic frequencies and spheres of life wherein you will be free from certain distressing factors and those energies that have denied you your true estate in your divine presence. Blessed ones, it is simply a shift in awareness, a turning of the dial that will allow you to live in the angelic frequencies of light within your mind, heart, and will. And when you make this commitment to rise into these higher domains of light, we are there supporting your endeavors. We are there encouraging you, ennobling you, and providing comfort at every stage and step of your pathway.
I'm going to call on, answer this. Are you aware of if, when you are reaching higher levels attainment, how can we invoke, commune, collaborate, and enjoy angelic presence despite our hectic do lists and various responsibilities that we have in this world? So, Dwyn, your turn.
Thank you, Donna. Well, I relate higher levels of attainment with less mind wandering, and this is where I am placing more of my attention. This is where more peace is available and can provide more opportunity to catch what my Christ mind or my heavenly or a heavenly being may be designed to bring to my awareness. And I find meditation and more study are essential. I find life requires more violet fire and to hold the balance and to gain higher levels. And how can we invoke, commune, and collaborate and enjoy angelic presences despite our hectic to-do list and various responsibilities? Well, we can still our mind, meditate on a particular angel, give a prayer to them, and get to know their presence and vibration. Then when we require a special direction or a boost, they are able to intercede. Sometimes it's just a quick call. Archangel Michael, help me, help me, help me. Or it could be any of the heavenly beings, angels are there immediately. And we can ask for this for all light bearers doing this work. So now we have that, as we spoke about the Angels, Angels, Angels book, which is, it's beautiful teaching, giving us a rich, colorful tie to these blessed beings, and it comes even more easily to invoke these presences. And it is invoking and communing with the angels that will help facilitate our responsibilities being taken care of in the most enjoyable and efficient way. I invite the angelic beings to join me and enlighten me in all my projects and responsibilities, and I find it all works better. More joy, more clarity in the way I proceed in a project that may seem challenging, yet becomes clearer when I invoke the angels to inspire me, and it increases the joy flame in the process. I find myself giving the rosary while doing the dishes, preparing a meal, or cleaning. The angels are just waiting to receive our requests, and they have so much to offer. Before falling asleep at night, we can meditate with the angels and ask to go to a sacred retreat during our sleep to receive keys, divine insights to help us in our projects and learning what we require to fulfill our God desires and responsibilities of life. So in our waking hours and in our sleeping hours, they are there for us. And we are so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you, Dwyn.
We can assure you, blessed ones, that we are working behind the scenes very much, moment after moment after moment, to intercede in the lives of light bearers throughout this earth. It is almost as if God has multiplied us by a cosmic factor in order to intercede in so many places, in so many lives, instantaneously, at the same time. Imagine this, dearest ones. Yet the key is that there is no time in our realms. There is only love. There is only light. There is only divine glory. And so we utilize the opportunities provided unto us by the Almighty to cloak you in the sacred fire, wash you in the vibrations of purity, ennoble you in the spirit of divine wisdom, truth, and holy Theosophia. Yes, blessed ones, if you could perceive just how close we are to you, you would be amazed to understand the dynamics of light that are available to you moment by moment by moment. Now we give you another key, and it is to consider yourself as an angel embodied. Feel the vibrations of angels, your brothers and sisters all around you. Commune with us as your dearest friends. Feel the intercessory flavors of heaven manifesting through your five senses, both human and the divine ones. And allow there to be the angel presence with you every moment of your life to give you the essentials of every moment that you require to be victorious in all things. If you can simply accept that you, as an angel being yourself, are here upon earth to wield the spiritual energies of your God presence and to utilize them every moment, there will be miracles, I say miracles, manifesting through each of you that will assist thousands of souls to be freed, to be enlightened, illumined, and liberated from their lesser selves.
Now I'm going to call upon Barbara and the questions she's going to take. Have you ever done several things at the same time? Share an example, something that the angels can do. We don't always do it so well. Have you taken the time yet to imagine yourself as an embodied angel, communicating with other angels all around you? What would be the benefits of doing this? Barbara?
Good evening, heart friends. I think all mothers learn how to do the multitasking thing, definitely. This is something that most women have had some experience with. We can all think of times when we've done more things at once, you know, like having a conversation with someone and while you're brushing a child's hair or helping them to get dressed or trying to pay attention to a news program or something while you're making a list of chores for somebody, or you're cooking and having a phone conversation at the same time with someone, or, you know, we can all think of examples ourselves. One of my favorite little stories I love to tell was years ago when I was in between jobs, I saw an ad in the paper and I just felt that's my job. So I called up, and one of the first things the woman on the phone asked me, she said, "Can you handle heavy scheduling?" And I said, "Honey, I've got 6 kids at home. I've got 4 calendars on the front of my refrigerator to track their scout meetings, their after-school activities, their part-time jobs, their sporting events, and whatever." And she said, "When can you come in?" So I think we all can excel if we learn to focus parts of our attention on different things at the same time. And, of course, if you ask your higher self to help you, that makes it easier too. But when you're meditating, of course, it's best to focus on nothing at all. As far as feeling like an angel, not so much. Maybe when I'm singing, that's about the closest time that I feel like an angel is when I'm singing. And we have so many beautiful songs in the Heart Center. And when I'm singing, I do. I sometimes feel like I'm just flying. Now, I look at other heart friends often, and I can see that they are angels in embodiment, and I'm grateful that I'm considered to be in that company. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Barbara. That was very appropriate.
Yes, we are counting upon you, each one, as our angels of light this day and throughout this cycle and even beyond, to incorporate within the earth angelic light frequencies. These unseen communions, morning, noon, and night, are essential, dearest ones, to perceive beyond the veil what is important every moment and at these three pivotal times of each of your 24-hour cycle days, to enjoy our life energies within your domain. Communing with us, meditating with us, praying with us, traveling with us on wings of light throughout the planet to intercede on behalf of souls caught in webs of deceit and deception and delusion will allow you to fulfill your purpose, I say. Yes, you will fulfill your purpose as an angel being upon earth if you choose to so associate and live in that light of angelic beingness with us. We have said it again and again, and I have come many times through this activity to raise you up in the blue fire radiance of faith and the energies of protection, divine direction, and the will, the holy will of God. Yet often, after our messages are blazed unto you through this dispensation, you return to former vibrations and patterns and habits, dearest ones, that do not allow you to maintain that Christic state of awareness and the frequency of your God I Am presence. Therefore, I come today to encourage you to stay in the light, to glorify God in this light, to blaze forth that light, for light is your divine estate. Say it with me. Light is my divine estate. Light is my divine estate. Light is my divine estate.
We can stop and do that together right now. Let's say it together. Light is my divine estate. Light is my divine estate. Light is my divine estate. You get in the habit of saying that and visualizing the light come down right through the top of your head and filling your body and emanating outward, you'll have some amazing experience. Okay, I'm calling on Donna Dregan next. She's going to share with us, what are Essene communions? Why are we to do them morning, noon, and night? And how can they help us, help keep us from returning to lower earthly vibrations? Donna?
Yes, well, actually, I don't know how many people know that we have these Essene communications, CS68, and we can go to prayers and songs on the website, our website, and you can find it there and print it out. And we have communications for every day of the week, morning and evening and noon. And I'm going to give you an example. So Thursday morning, because this is Thursday, communication with the angel of water. Angel of water, enter my blood and give the water of life to my whole body. Contemplate the waters of the earth in rain, river, lake, sea, or anywhere, and feel the currents of the angel of water intensifying and directing the circulation of the blood. And then Thursday noon, we have a short one. Peace. Be with the mind, our Father who art in heaven, send to all your angel of peace, to our mind, the angel of power. And then Thursday evening, we can say, angel of wisdom, descend upon my thinking body and enlighten all of my thoughts. Superior currents of thought are sent and attached by your thinking body while you contemplate all thought on earth and in the cosmos and the ocean in thought. And how can we return? How can we stop from returning to the lower earthly vibrations? When we connect every day through these Essene morning and evening prayers and noon contemplations, we can keep our vibration high. And they're very short, as I read, very short. And so we can do this and we can concentrate on it, because where you have your attention, that's where you become. That's what you become. And I just want to share with you, of course, we all know about the angels that probably everybody has. I know I gave them to practically everybody at Christmas time too. And there's another book that you may not be aware of that's in our bookstore, in the Heart Center bookstore. And it's called Calling All Angels by Christine Chandler. And it says that she shares almost lost secrets. Angels are here and always have been with us, and we're always meant to communicate with them. Calling All Angels includes the sacred covenant treasured by the early Essenes. And of course, we know that we that Jesus was in the Essene community, and that we are the Heart Center, the Aquarian Essene community. Thank you. God bless.
That was very appropriate, very helpful for each of us. I hope you will. It's CS68. I hope you will check that out. And if you need copies of anything that we read or share with you, feel free to call us. Or if you have our email and you can email, do that. Whatever is convenient for you. We will be glad to share. We will either send things out by email, or we will tell you how to get it. Richard, you had your hand raised. Did you want to make a comment?
Yes. Hi, everybody. I'm Richard from Detroit, Michigan area. And I just like to say that the use of cell phones and having them close to your body, like in your pocket, or directly against you, releases a frequency that confuses the bumblebees, and the bumblebees don't really know. With G5, especially G5, bumblebees don't really know how to fly or return back to where they're supposed to return back to. It's not really a good thing. So if people are using G5, it's best to keep it, at least keep the machine, maybe turned off while you're not using it, or keep it, for women, they could keep it in their purse and keep it a foot away from their body. For men, if they put it in their pocket, that's really bad. So I'm just telling people that G5 causes bumblebees to get confused on to where they're supposed to fly, and it's not really good for us.
Thank you.
Keeping G5 away from your body, at least a foot, maybe farther away from your body, or turning it off when you're not at use.
Thank you, Richard. We're going to talk about that, since you brought it up, after our class. We'll talk about that a little bit. Okay.
Yes, you each have your mansion in the sky, your holy and cosmic estate, where your higher self lives, moves, and breathes with the Almighty. And if you can consider this higher estate as your light estate and live in this high frequency of glory, the Shekinah glory of your immortal self, dearest ones, you can do much more on behalf of mankind and our Lord to fulfill your holy purpose in this incarnation. Now visualize yourself living within your personal mansion in the heaven world that you co-create within your mind's eye as that sacred home that you feel safe, refreshed, always in attunement within, always happy, joyous, in the glory of the Lord. Even if you meditate for 30 seconds or 2 minutes each day and feel this sacred space as your true home. It will increase your vibratory field and allow you to maintain throughout your day as you return as often as you wish to this meditative state, that high vibration of a true son or daughter of God. Then you will not make those stupid mistakes that occasionally you do, or say those things that you later regret. There will not be misgivings in your consciousness about your path. You will stay true to divine ideals and godly ways and means of expressing yourself to others with the full God self-mastery of your I Am presence.
Now we are going to call on Maria, and she's going to take number 5. What do you think happens when, as an angel, you visualize yourself with your own angelic estate in heaven? What could happen? And what is the value of meditating for 30 seconds, even to 2 minutes, on your sacred space in heaven? Maria?
Yes, I'm here.
Good.
Okay. When I first saw that title of the question number 5, I said, yikes, how am I going to answer this? I just heard the statements that particularly fits this question number 5 just now. And I'm going to say, life is my divine estate. And I said, that is it. That's correct. And anyway, I whipped up my dictionary, not knowing, you know, because state is such a big statement. So I looked it up, and there was a lot of meaning to state. So I picked two of them. So I choose a grand ballroom, a place to do great ceremonies, etc. And I know that there is a God estate. That is my great I Am presence. So why not a great angelic estate? So I can visualize myself in that great ballroom full of angels from all bands, beautiful, colorful, dashing, radiant, a great jubilee where all are joyful, hearts are fire with love. It's like how I feel when I go to conferences and see my heart friends, hear their greetings, feel their love, hug and kiss, pray together, dance and sing. It's hard to depart from such a state of being as this, whether on earth or in heaven. So the next question was the value of meditation for 30 seconds or 2 minutes. So I, in your, and then it says, in your sacred grace in heaven. So here we go back to heaven. So that's where we need to be at all times. And like Archangel say, when you're there, you don't make so many mistakes. You don't degrade anyone or say bad things. So you may think that there may not be much value in such a short time as 30 seconds or so. Let me tell you, heaven is what I call my I Am presence, my God estate. It's always with you. Close your eyes and you are there. It's like taking a mini vacation. See yourself in a pleasant, beautiful beach with white sand, palm trees, flowers, blue ocean, etc. Open your eyes again and feel refreshed, wide-eyed, and bushy-tailed. In no time, you're ready for your next project, assignment, or your next work. And that is what I got with the help of the Holy Spirit. Of course, you know what I say, yikes, I need you, Holy Spirit, come and help me. And he did. So I was able to whip this thing up in no time, really fast. And I was really amazed. And I hadn't read, you know, I think I heard the dictation once. And you know how things are, it goes away real fast too. If you don't read it and study it, it goes away and then you don't remember. But it brought back the memories of Oh, this is such a fantastic place to be. Thank you.
Maria, I have to tell everybody, Maria and I have had a lot of computer problems and challenges and communicating. And I thought to myself when she said, well, I'll take that. I think that was last night. And I thought, how's she going to do this? And I am just dumbfounded because you did an excellent job. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. You're welcome.
Precious and holy ones, drawing up into this energy field, you also draw the energy of it down into the earth, into your physical body, into your environment, and your human homes. And this is the as above, so below alchemical equation of how you draw the kingdom of God into the earth to fulfill Jesus' prayer, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As I speak now, many, many thousands of souls throughout the earth also receive on the inner my message, and there is a great outpouring of cosmic light into these souls to strengthen them through this intense cycle of darkness and the purging of the earth of the dark ones. Yes, dearest ones, this is the time of the great purge. You can call it that if you desire, for this is how we see it and behold it. The purging from the earth of all the non-essential energies, vibrations, practices, and individuals who no longer are required to be here to serve mankind with their presence. And after the great purge, through the liberating energies of spirit, there is a great outcry of love and light and joy as freedom is reestablished in all domains. The manipulative ones no longer hold sway and reign supreme within this world. Those who abide in their satanic vibration of illusion and darkness, God replaces all of this with glory and the holy essentials of light. And all mankind is free to pursue their God identity, truly emboldened to live in the integrity of what is real, divine, and pure.
So I'm going to take about the great purge. I thought it was interesting that Archangel Michael emphasized this. So we're going to talk for a few minutes about the changes we are observing that are occurring due to this great purge. I'm going to name a few things, and I'm sure you will think of some. And at the end of our class, if you add some more, or if you have something you really like to share, you can use our six. Right now, I thought I'd mention a few things we are observing. Now, you're mainly going to get this kind of information from alternative news. I no longer watch the mainstream news if I can avoid it. When I do, I'm very disappointed because they're so far behind and they're so limited in what they understand or what they are allowed to say. They are given, like they're given a sheet of paper and told, this is what you report. And you find every one of the mainstream news sources, TV, say the same thing. They repeat even the same phrases. So we were talking today, yesterday, about the fact that we don't see as many congressmen in the meetings anymore that you can watch on. Yeah, C-SPAN, you won't see the congressmen in there anymore. There's very few people meeting together. And there are a number of congressmen that are refusing to run for re-election. This is quite different. And there are a number of CEOs that have just simply resigned, and we don't even know where some of them are. To date, in fact, by July 2020, well over 1,300 CEOs from massive corporations throughout the world had stepped down from their positions in the preceding 12 months. We don't know for sure why this happened, but we know that the year 2019 marked the largest record in history, multiple CEOs stepping down. In the month of January alone, over 200 executives had vacated their comfortable positions, logged out, and cashed in. And businesses that were changed because of this were Microsoft, Lockheed Martin, LinkedIn, Salesforce, Match, Hulu, Tinder, Credit Suisse, Groupon, Disney, Harley-Davidson, MasterCard, Nike, eBay, IBM. You get the picture. The list goes on. But why? Well, for one thing, we think that these executives were tipped off by friends in big Chinese business that a virus was about to hit the U.S. soil and hit it hard. The outbreak of COVID-19 in China was reported as far back as November 2019. And by January, the country was already on lockdown and the economy was tanking. So Chinese business, you know, were readily warning the big players to get out while the getting's good. That is, those who were in. This idea holds a lot of weight because, again, many of these people got out or disappeared just before the virus hit the economy. On the 21st of December in 2017, sitting President Donald Trump signed an executive order which authorized the immediate seizure of assets belonging to people and organizations involved in any form of human rights abuse, human trafficking, or corruption. For some CEOs leaving before their company was caught up in a human rights scandal? We know that this is true of some. We haven't seen any more, such as the man who owns Victoria's Secret, who stepped down in February. Is this any coincidence when his and others had vast connections to Jeffrey Epstein? Given the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, who is apparently ready to name names, hers and Jeffrey's co-conspirators in sex trafficking over the years, the rabbit hole could go much deeper. At this point, there is more evidence to prove links to mass human rights violations, such as human trafficking, by these. We have heard as we watch news that people are being quietly arrested and removed from sight. Many of our congressmen are missing, as mentioned. Many more are resigning and not. By the way, human trafficking is $150 billion. I might mention that other things that are happening are there are a number of Christians, positive as far as relating to theme, different other than what we have today. And earthquakes seem to be increasing, and they're prophesying that. Hank Kunim, quite a prophesier, and he's had many, many true prophecies, has prophesied that he saw two huge tsunami waves hitting the coast of California in the very near future. And we have been warned about earthquakes, and you can hear about that. California has more earthquakes that cause damage than any other state. Alaska and California have the most, actually. We found that the COVID-19 pandemic has affected the mental health of 59% of people in the United States. And the proportion of children now arrive in emergency departments with mental health issues increased by 24% as compared with the same period in 2019. It means that among preteens and adolescents, it rose by 31%. As COVID-19 forced the economy to shut down, here's some things that are kind of good that happened. A Westside Food Bank in Santa Monica saw the demand for food double overnight. Getting food to people became a challenge. Two college students noted that one-third of all food grown in the world goes to waste, and so they called up at least 200 farms and finally reached a farm that had no way of selling its food and also had 18,000 eggs to give away. Students responded to this by creating system, FarmLink, to get food that they couldn't sell to local food banks. And this is a very positive thing. This started a action, very good. Dolly Parton next gave over 200,000 books to children to read and learn to read and improve their reading while at home due to the pandemic. After the pandemic hit, two 20-something-year-olds amassed 1,300 volunteers in 72 hours, becoming invisible hands to help deliver groceries to elders all over New York City. And they learned they were able to reroute millions of pounds of surplus crops and food to food banks. In Vietnam, there's a famous person there named Chi, whose impulse was to feed others, and it led to a profound spiritual awakening. Sikh, S-I-K-H, if you've heard of Sikh communities, prepare thousands of meals now for anyone who needs it, from Los Angeles to New York City. On unsuspecting sidewalks, you will see community refrigerators that have sprung up from Seattle and Oakland to across the ocean in Hong Kong. In New Jersey, a newspaper delivery man became a grocery lifeline for 100 elderly households. And in Texas, a woman living out of her car delivered lunches to the homeless in her free time. Households have left snacks for delivery drivers. One nurse created a hospital-free pantry, and one Arkansas woman quietly paid over $28,000 for everyone's groceries in supermarkets in a very poor, rundown area. So as people grow in their spiritual awareness, which is happening, almost 70% of the world's population demand an end to all COVID-19 restrictions. Huge numbers of people that you will see in alternative news, such as X22 or And We Know, which are two good sites. Huge numbers of people are demonstrating in Germany, Italy, Spain, England, and several other countries that I can't even remember that you would see if you watch these news sites. And they are refusing to abide by the restrictions laid down by the leaders of their countries. A huge number of people on our planet are aware of and have a negative response right now to the USA's current or temporary administration. They feel it's not the real thing. In fact, there are numerous photos proving that Joe Biden is not in the Washington, D.C. White House and not flying Air Force One. The White House is dark, closed down except for one lone sentry. Flag hangs at half-mast. Perhaps you saw the videos taken outside the White House around 2 a.m. of people and children being removed. From where? Some reports are of underground tunnels in the area. Were the traffickers being arrested? Where did the children come from? Everyone was put on buses, removed. It was not in the news. You can learn more about these sort of things by going to alternative news sources such as Gene Code, spells his name, G-E-N-E, and then Code, C-O-D-E, Scott McKay, Dr. Charlie Ward, Simon Parks, The Patriots, Juan Osabin, Flashpoint, X22, And We Know, and many other sites. If you'd like to know somewhere you get positive news, let me know. Google won't tell you about these, necessarily. It is felt that most of big tech, MSN, some members of Congress, many CEOs, have been blackmailed after trips to Epstein's Islands and do not want the news about child trafficking and child slavery to be revealed because they are involved in one way or another. The named reporters or report sites that I just mentioned are very positive and enthusiastic about the way things are going. We just aren't allowed to know right now because there is a kind of an underground war going on. Every week, our country reports results from fraud investigation regarding the election, 1120. And they are proving that there was espionage and more that occurred, as well as voting machines that were fixed to work a certain way, as well as numerous invalid paper ballots that were added to the counts way after closure, official closure of the voting centers, and much, much more. This is supposed to be completed within the first quarter, ending in April. There are also numerous Christian prophesiers who claim that Donald Trump is returning as the 19th president of the USA Republic by April, or in April. We will have to see. An intel man in Taiwan called a best friend in the USA, and he said over 200,000 U.S. troops were working with Taiwanese troops to remove Chinese communist troops from the underground. He said that the Federalists, which are the good guys in China and are anti-communism, were working with the U.S. troops to clean out the dumps. The dumps are the deep underground military bases, and helping to rescue the children. There is a group on a place called Telegram. This is a good one to look up. Telegram is a right-sided group that is kind of like Facebook. And this group on Telegram is called End Human Trafficking. There are groups such as Underground Railroad, Tim Tebow Foundation, Operation Safety Net, Operation Blessing, that are trying desperately to enlighten the public and are rescuing and assisting rescued individuals through education and training that you can find out more about. So those are some things that indicate there's a purge going on. I've just a lot of things that
you have visualized this for lifetimes. You have pledged over and over again to help make it so within the earth through your talents, gifts, and your cherished offerings on the altar of humanity. Well, your endeavors, your sacrifices, and your strivings are seen by the Almighty. And there is the stamp of approval upon these offerings this day. And each one is raised in the light and the glory of the I Am That I Am through this action of solar joy manifesting through God's ascent of your spirit, one with him, her. You see now, dearest ones, what happens when many of you come early to support this work and service. The greater number here, the greater the action of light, the greater intercession, and the greater release of our messages of holy truth and divine wisdom. 13, 14, 15, and even 16 souls gathered in Holy Communion and in the oneness of the Holy Spirit's presence can count for many more through the multiplication factor that you know of, dearest ones. And because you have made the sacrifice, you have prepared your souls for this greater mission of holy collaboration one with another at this pivotal time in Earth's history, we are able to deliver the divine goods and give you the impeti for your victory, each one and the collective as a whole. I, Archangel Michael, thank you, each one, for your glorious beings, for your divine spirits, for this is who I see before me, each one free in the light, living in the I Am presence always. And faith now comes to give you a gift from her heart. Even as the Lord of the world has released the heart form for this year as a singular rose, she comes with a light blue pastel rose for each of you. Receive it unto your heart. It is inscribed with the energies of pure faith, so that you fear nothing of what is or will manifest upon the earth in this cycle and in coming days, weeks, months, and years. There is nothing to fear, she says, because faith is here with you through the vibration and love within this rose that she gives unto you, dearest ones. Faith moves mountains, as you know, yet beyond mountains it moves worlds, planetary systems, galaxies. Faith sustains the integrity of the creation itself. For God is pure faith, even as God is pure love. And because God has faith in you, and you have faith in God, through this cosmic tryst, all that manifests is in accord with that holy will, wisdom, and love of the Eternal One. So enjoy being faithful to the Almighty. What a concept. I enjoy being faithful to God this day through the enjoyment of your spiritual practices, your disciplines, your givingnesses to God and to others and self. True joy is manifest by and through that faith. And miracle light manifests within all the aspects of that faith as it is outpictured in your life.
Now we're going to switch a little bit for a few minutes. We're going to hear a very important discourse given by El Moria on Tuesday that really got our attention for all of you to hear it. About it. Go.
Moria is showing me the situation at the southern border, which he considers to be a travesty of epic proportions. He is showing me how many of these children that are coming over are in the clutches of individuals who are not their parents and who are part of a grand scheme to bring them into this nation for unholy purposes. Human trafficking, sex slavery, and worse. The karma for letting this occur with previous administrations, and especially the current one, is severe. Unfortunately, the karma also is borne by the American people, even though many of us detest it, abhor it, and desire to be not a whit involved in it. Yet because current administration has been placed into position of power and the corruption is widespread within this administration from the vantage point of El Moria, the karma is also upon America, and this karma is very severe. El Moria is utilizing the energies that we invoke today to mitigate this situation, to expose it to the American people through the media, and to intercede because it is so severe. We just completed a vigil for 3 days. We could consider having an ongoing vigil for the children and the abuse that happens of them, and that may continue to happen until changes are made in what is transpiring at the southern border to prevent it. One of the greatest accomplishments of the previous administration was dealing with child sex trafficking and finding and freeing these children and women and young adults, and exposing much of what is transpiring and bringing many to divine justice. We're part of it. This must continue. And if it does not, divine justice coming to the earth, and especially within the United States, will be so severe that we do not even desire to know what it would look like. Jesus himself warned about the abuse of children in a famous quotation in the New Testament. We should all know that by heart. And we should implore the karmic board and the masters to expose this entire dichotomy, this travesty, and to bring forth the highest divine justice, especially the judgment of all those involved in it. And this includes abortion itself, which is as much of a travesty upon the unborn and the child in the womb as it is upon as child sex trafficking and slavery is. Although the latter is so destructive to the fabric of the soul that it causes a schism in the soul to the point where it is very difficult to heal that schism except through divine intervention. This is not an easy topic to speak about, because if you could see what I see and the abhorrent acts of individuals, the coyotes, the drug traffickers, and the gangs, and all those in Mexico involved, and also the fentanyl and marijuana, the cocaine, and all the other illicit drugs that are streaming into our nation, some things originating from China and others from South America and Central America and Mexico. It is just absolutely abhorrent, and it is destroying our culture, our youth. Opioids are destroying youth and adults. Vaping is destroying our youth. All of this is planned. All of this is a part of a greater scheme to demoralize and to really bring about the demise of our culture, our civilization, our way of life, and America as a bastion of freedom. We as citizens are required, and especially as initiates, are required to speak up. Of course, we first do this with our prayers, our calls, our fiats, our invocations. Yet, we can also speak up in other ways to our representatives, write letters, call, etc., and do what we can do. Our prayers avail much. Prayers of a righteous man and a righteous woman availeth much, the scripture says. And when we have a dynamic such as we had this morning with intense fiery prayers, the fire that we invoke, the intensity of that fire, the masters, especially El Moria, use to mitigate areas where it is so entrenched and so dark and so evil that it is really unspeakable what is occurring. And if we could see it with our eyes, we would just cry. We would be in agony at what is transpiring upon and against these children, these precious souls, the holy innocents. When we implore God, such as I did earlier, and as you have, with the intensity of our heart's fire, it does have an impact and an effect that is cosmic in manifestation. And there can be swift divine justice manifest. We call to Archangel Michael, we call to K-17, we call to El Moria, and all the legions of light, they do move into action, and there is a miracle manifestation in grace We pray the rosary to Mother Mary. We know that her heart is there. She cries and weeps for these children, even as an ascended being, as does Kuan Yin and other masters. And we have to be sensitive to these cries. We have to be available to pray when God calls us to, when somehow our I Am Presence, our Christ Self, tells us to stop what we're doing and just make the call. One call can save 1, 10, 100 of these children from ongoing sex slavery and the human trafficking that is so diabolical. El Moria is warning us of the karma that is being made in America through the actions of this current administration, which we know in our hearts is an illegitimate administration. And whatever you choose to believe about the previous election, you can choose to believe it. I have seen the record of what has transpired. And the one who holds that office temporarily right now will not hold it for long, because the karma of what is transpiring is so great that the human vehicle cannot hold that level of darkness without buckling under the weight of it. God is the arbiter of divine justice, not us, yet we can make the call for the divine justice to manifest with an impassioned heart, a heart of fire. We can feel in our beings, in our souls, in our very core, this divine sense of injustice. And we can use that feeling in our hearts to pour out the ruby fire of our love for these precious souls to save them.
Okay, that's as far as we will go, but you can hear this class again. And if you want to hear the rest of what it says, it's just a few more minutes. You can find it on YouTube. Anybody who has a computer or a smartphone, you can get it on YouTube. Going to the tubes. So with that, quote the scripture very quickly that he referred to. Matthew 18:5-6, Jesus tells us the following: "And whoever welcomes a little child like me, if anyone causes one of these little ones, even me, to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck to be drowned in the depths of this child is part in somebody." That I'm going to call upon close our class in prayer, to give the announcement center. And after that, for those of you stay for a few more minutes, we will share with you how to get a prayer call which will abolish human slavery. We all have one. I have one right here with me. It's ES75. You don't know how to get that on your computer or your smartphone, I will help you with it, or one of us will. And we will answer any questions, and we will take any prayer requests. We'll try to do this quickly and efficiently, because I know it's late for many of you on the East Coast. So, Dwyn, go ahead.
Thank you. In the name of the I Am that I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call to all the angelic heavenly beings to flood forth your light into this planetary body. We call for the freeing up of all the beautiful children and adults who are being kept imprisoned within these tunnels. And we call for the judgment of all those who are misusing the the light of the child, the light of life on any level in this activity. We call for the clearing, and the freeing up, and the exposure, the full exposure within the media of all that is taking place. We call for the awakening of every person upon this planetary body to step up higher, to bring forth the light, the truth, and divine action, which will free life to be who they are in God and will bring forth God's highest holy will, and that we see and visualize God government coming into manifestation. We see the end of this tyranny and this darkness, and we see only light flooding the minds, hearts, souls, and spirits of all the light bearers, particularly to rise up and roll this back, and for all mankind to awaken to their true God nature. And we thank thee and accept it done right now with full power. Amen.